بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. The same student asked his master, I wish to be the richest of all people. And the master replied, In that case, you must be content with what you got. This is a huge lesson for each and every one of us. Ever since that time, and probably before it, until this day, everyone is talking about being rich and living a comfortable life. Well, the answer is simple. You got to be pleased with what Allah has decreed for you, and you got to become contented with what you got. Our Prophet ﷺ daily prayed to Allah to make him content with what he had, and also to make him be pleased with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed in his regard. He taught us those beautiful supplications, and we should apply them in our lives. We understand that some of the greatest scholars would always advise their sons, their dear children, Oh my dear child, be content with what you have. This is a huge lesson and a huge principle. If we were to apply it, many problems of our lives would disappear. I'll tell you one little story. I remember a merchant back home who would go every day in market and sell his goods. He didn't seem to be content with how he did. He would always look on that table next door, the other table. Oh, my neighbor, my guy, he sold more than I did. Until he realized one day, Almighty mentioned in the Quran, In Surah Zukhruf, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ We means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divided everybody's provisions. And then he realized, how well I did is got nothing to do with the guy next to me. It was all about Allah and the provisions that he decided for each and every one of us. And he did not forget any one of us. If we apply this principle in our life, we'll get rid of envy and jealousy. And these two blameworthy traits are very problematic in our societies. So be content with what you have. Follow the footsteps of our master and teacher, Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. Pray to Allah to make you content with it. And then you will match this saying of our Prophet. طُوبَى لِمَنْ هُدِيَ إِلَى الْإِسْلَامِ وَأَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ عِيشَةً كَفِيًّا or كَفَافًا وَقَانِعًا Blessed and happy is the person who is guided to Islam and given enough provisions and is content with what they have. Barakallahu fiqh.